Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wagwan. Were you trying to scare, man?
No. I just realized I opened the door very aggressive. I don't like being late.
I thought that was scare, man.
No. I just don't like being late. I was on the phone, I wasn't paying attention to the time.
No, it's cool.
It's just us
today, brother. I was going to shout Taser to come still, but you know what? I do too much stuff with Taser sometimes. I'm like...
Are you just on the Halloween?
Oh, brother, it was crazy.
It was Halloween, obviously.
Yeah,
it was Halloween. How was it?
Bro, it was crazy.
Yeah?
Oh, it was crazy. Bro, I can't believe it, bro.
You don't do well with that, man.
I can't even believe it, man. I think, you know what it was as well? I think... Doing a venue that big, I remember last year we did Box Park Croydon, yeah, which is a bit smaller than Box Park Wembley, yeah?
Is it?
Yeah. It's a bit smaller. And when we did it last time, it was kind of like, oh, we didn't know whether to enforce the fancy dress thing, innit? Because you're like, you think it's going to put people off.
Yeah, don't want to turn people off.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this thing, obviously, it sold out in 60 seconds this time. So then we was like, you know, it's fancy dress. But then even then you're thinking, oh, people are going to just come as a pussy out and just be stupid, not do it properly and whatever.
Yeah.
They're not, bro, the effort that people were going to was crazy.
That's sick, man.
And which inspires me, because you know what,
I always tell people, like, when you set something for people to do, like, it makes a big difference. Like, I can't believe it. Like, I always say to, like, artists, sell something. Like, put on a show...
Yeah.
Do a merch or whatever, and then you'll see, like, people respond to your instruction.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Obviously, it's not going to be everyone, like, no. I'm saying, but people respond to instructions. So, you know what I'm saying? You saying, yes, fancy dress. People come in fancy dress. And because of peer pressure, of they don't want to be the only one not in fancy dress.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then you feel like a dickhead.
Have you ever done a fancy dress?
I've done it from old Myers thing. I really think I've only been to Myers parties, to be
fair. What did you dress as?
A zookeeper, and my girl was a tiger or something.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that. You had the chain in that.
Huh?
You did the chain thing.
She
chain
let me do the chain. Come on.
Huh?
She wouldn't let me do the chain.
She
would
let.
Listen,
the chain thing could have been necessary. A next baby could have got made that night.
Allow
what are you talking about?
Allow it. Listen, our thing's, it's mad, bro. Like, leaving the house, everything is mad. Like, even coming here, it's mad. Everything is mad. It's really good though. Like, I love her so much. It's sick. But, like, do you know what I mean?
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
What's that?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's what I like that. I'm with you.
But
I like that.
Well, someone said something to me the other day. I can't even remember what someone said to me the other day. But I'm like, nah, man. Even the David Beckham thing, bro. When I watched the David Beckham thing, obviously I know Poet was not... Like, Poet's not really... I don't know. I think he is. But I think he's been burnt a few times or whatnot, which has made him feel a certain type of way about things.
Oh, I hope. Same.
Yeah.
Me and Poet born on the same day, same year, everything. I hear him.
Right, okay.
I hear that thing.
Yeah.
But you have to either go villain or just be open.
Right.
And I didn't do villain.
You didn't do villain?
No, I did for a piece, but not even there. I was a smooth... I was not a full-time villain. I was a very part-time, small villain.
Okay.
Like... Yeah, I mean, I'm still friends with them and all that jazz. Like, I didn't do that Summer move crazy.
Yeah.
And you can't come back.
Was it? Like, yeah, I hear that.
That's another thing. Like, you know what's mad? I was just talking to my friend. I can't even say because...
Don't say his name then.
Nah, it's a girl, but I don't want to say it because it will be bait. Not bait, it's just like someone who's been so guarded for a long time.
Yeah.
It's so hard to put down the walls.
Yeah.
Because when I'm talking to them, I'm like, just do that and it's done. Ah, I can't.
Yeah.
And they genuinely mean that to me. I'm like, you know, if you just say sorry or just say come over or I miss you, whatever it is, yeah, they will do it. You know, that's what we're saying. People are open to instruction, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they're so thingy that is mad to them. Like, you know, like, I can't just say sorry. I can't just say I miss you. I can't just open myself up to someone. That's a big thing. Do you know what I mean? But because you've gone so far and you're just yourself your whole time.
We are breeding a stronger... We are either breeding or implementing a stronger mindset of self-sabotage.
Because
we absolute bits.
Because we think we're more self-sufficient.
Yes.
That's the thing people get confused with. They think being self-sufficient, having your own everything, everything's your own. You think, oh, that's it. No one's got my own, I'm okay. It don't work like that.
No.
We have to be together. We can't do nothing alone.
Yeah, right.
We can't. Like, there's nothing we can create alone. No man's created anything alone, ever. Do you know what I mean? You have to have things. And we used to keep our arms length and, yeah, man, all that type of stuff. Because everything's embarrassment, isn't it? Everything, when all wants to get in a relationship and then have to delete the pictures.
Yeah,
and all that. Like, that's just all of it. Everything, or the person's cheating, or they think, or their friends think they're cheating, and now you got to explain yourself. It's all silliness. Like, a lot of people just think, I'll save myself the hassle. You know what I'm
saying? And but, not being nothing.
But then you don't get the other bit. You don't get the bit where it's like...
Something special about the companionship thing, man.
Of course.
When I watched we talked about this lightly before, but when I watched the David Beckham documentary, I just thought at the end of it all, he's with his wife.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? In the back, obviously, the yard's big and that, and not everyone has the thing of that.
Of course.
You get what I'm saying? It's different. But... The back garden, innit? He's there with the big ute now, practicing free kicks and that. It's his family. Man,
yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
That's the dream, bro.
Oh,
it's not always going to be in a mansion. It's not always going to be with, like, you know, the supermodel, super rich girlfriend or whatever it is, yeah? But it's the whole dream, like, is to build your community, bro. That's what you want. You got your brethren that you love and you get saying, well, I'm assuming you love your brethren and the people around you. You hopefully... You're building or going towards something you love. So why not have it with someone as well?
Yeah.
That's the whole point. The whole thing of this. And again, I think a lot of what scares people, they think it has to be super nice all the time. It's not.
No.
The majority of it's boring, like incredibly boring. Like you don't. Oh, you don't eat today. I don't know. That's like 96% of your relationship. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. But then I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. What do you fancy? God, I don't know. Full up on I don't know. You know.
Yeah. And what do you fancy? What do you fancy?
It's up to you.
Yeah. It's up to you.
Drunk off. It's up to you. Like every minute it's up to you. You know what I mean? But what I'm trying to say is like that is the majority of it. But then you got to think when you're with your brethren. If you lived with your friend that you like, your best friend, your life. That's what it would be too. At one point.
Yeah.
So, but the part where, you know, you get to build a family, or even if you don't want to build a family, just all these things you go do together. Instead of thinking I'm going on holiday, who am I going on holiday with? Boom. It's just stuff like that.
I like the idea of that as well. Babes, come and just roll out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah, babes, come and just roll out. Yeah. You know what I ain't ever done? This is coming anyway. All these things are coming for man still. It's coming. Inshallah. Coming.
I'm on that. I went
south. Hear what I'm saying, yeah? That.
Shukran. So I'll be learning.
You're learning Arabic. A couple things in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, strongly.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Boom. Do you know what's coming? My best mate. Yo, what are you saying? What are you doing? Nothing. I'm just chilling at home with the missus or whatever. What are you doing? Nah, I'm just at my yard with the missus. Should we go out to eat?
I hear you.
Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, cool. Let's just pull up.
He goes
there with his missus. I go there with my missus and we just... You understand what I'm saying? We're just jokes.
No.
That's what I want.
No.
You don't want that?
No.
Why? It don't
work, bro. The people... You're...
Now, you're adding a baby in this, though.
No, I'm serious.
Competition.
You think the girlfriends will get along because you loved him? I'll put it this. That's your best friend, yeah?
Yeah.
And you love his girl because they're cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you'll never, ever have a problem with her until he has a problem with her. And you'll always be open.
Right.
Your girl now...
Different thing.
Oh!
Yeah.
Because it could be all so simple. Like, it could be so simple. Yeah. It could be, or it can even be the other way around, where she loves, she, like, your girl likes his girl, but don't like your friend.
Friend. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's never.
Yeah, it never clicks up like that.
Oh, bro, I've never seen it happen. Like, it's so bad, yeah? Or obviously they put up with each other, but then even that, even the thing of where they put up with each other, like, your girl don't really like Figgy, who have one of them two, but she will do it. Mm. That would burn your chest because, you know, you're acting weird and she's getting mad because she's thinking, I'm trying.
Yeah,
but you're like, just be normal.
Normal, right?
Like, yeah, be normal. Yeah, just be normal. And we go forward. Yeah. But you think that's the...
I am being normal.
It does happen sometimes. Like, even like, it has happened, but I'm trying to say, it's not as, you know what I'm saying, that is the dream. Like, if it works like that, you're a friend and you all four of you get along.
And then you know it's an argument when you get home now. It's like, you weren't being normal.
You weren't being normal.
Yes, I was being normal. I was trying.
Because then you ain't got no evidence. Because you didn't actually do anything.
Yeah, what did I do? Then you're saying, you did this. No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. She didn't. But you know.
But she didn't. Like, it's like, yeah, that's your perception of it.
Ah, bruv. What? No, you didn't have an evidence to say anything. That's where they win.
Yeah, that's what exactly.
It's true. Because we're vocal. Like, oh, you was a prick. Why didn't you, when you walked past him, why did you barge him?
But I said hello to her. Oh, but God. I did say hello.
I
complimented their food.
Next topic, please. Next topic, please.
Do you have evidence? I've got anxiety. Yeah. How can you fight anxiety?
Listen. It don't work.
I'll be honest with you. It don't work. I think it will work for me.
Good. I hope so.
I think that one works for me. There'll be a default somewhere. There's going to be a default somewhere. Something. Is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think that one will work for me. I think it will be so difficult to not, like,
okay,
the way that I don't know, maybe, like, I'm judging this by certain, let me just take one woman out of this equation. But there's a couple of women or whatever that I've dated or whatnot. And judging by that, or judging by my history, how I deal with certain things or whatever, more time I think I'm probably going to be with the person who's, you know what I'm saying, be fine. It will be fine. Mm. And also, on top of that, it's very difficult to not like my best mate and his missus. They're not Marmite-ish like that. However, I do have a brethren. I got a close friend who you could...
Yeah, no.
You get what I'm saying?
And that's another thing. You navigate who you know. Like, I know really she's not going to like this person.
Yeah, she'll do her best. But in her soul...
But you know that...
And she might not like the fact that I'm... like,
even friends with them.
Right.
But why do you like them so much? I say, because they're a vibe. But I'm trying to say...
Why they're a vibe?
But I'm doing generalizing and gender war thing. But as a man, them, I feel like we can select our friends, even our friends that are girls or whatever, we can have bits for them. Like, yeah, this person, she's a bit mad and she might move a thing, but our relationship is not like that. Mm. She's cool, we're funny, and I get good advice from her. My brethren here, he's a bit annoying or he's a bit aggressive or whatever it is, yeah? Cool, but I know how to deal with him, and you know what I mean, I keep acting different. Whereas your girl will look at it and be like, why are you friends with that person because they're like this? And she's more judgmental, I should say, usually. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Because they want what's best for you because they think they're going to influence you. And I don't know, they don't see, you know what I'm saying? They think, oh, well, if you're friends with that person, you must be like that.
Yeah, it's not like
I'm friends with enough people. I'm not like any, that sounds mad, but I'm not take on their traits. I just take them as they are.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And be like, yeah, you're a person like that.
No, I hear that. True. I hear that loudly.
I think women, they take them as they are, but on super face value.
Yes.
So they think you, as in all, that's why I feel like a lot of, oh God, I feel like I'm going somewhere. Like a lot of female friendships, they fall apart sometimes because they have to be totally everything.
Right.
Oh, if that's the right word, like, if they do one thing wrong, that's it then. Oh, that's how you are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's what it is. Like, if they do one thing one time, like, oh, you like salmon. Oh, she always likes salmon.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Obviously, yeah. I'm being silly, but that's it. If they do one thing, that's how they are. And I think we don't do that.
You say, you damn salmon. Yeah, she's pescatarian.
Yes. Where did you get that from? My first thing is...
She ate salmon last week.
Yeah, you're pescatarian. No, I just fancy salmon.
Yeah, I fancy salmon last week and a couple of days ago. Yeah, but it doesn't mean I'm...
Nah.
Yeah.
And I think we don't do that. We do the, that's a side of them, or that's what happened, or whatever. But overall, I think we weigh it up more. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have enough friends I don't see all the time because it was left, but they're not any less than my friends. Yeah. And I think, look, like in more in women's world, if they don't see them for X amount of time,
yeah, it's more
that's
of
it,
or
then you're done.
Sometimes it's more of a thing.
And I think not really. Like, I'm a good friend. Like I said, I'm just saying, I'm just speaking to one. I ain't spoke to her in a long time because she lives far and, like, I mean, just had a baby. It's bare life.
Hmm.
But it just happens like that. It's not really a thing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not, if she rang me or I rang her, I wouldn't be like, oh, where have you been?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But again, I think if I was a girl, like me, because she's a girl, she was, if we were friends, like, you know, girlfriends, she would feel a way about it. And yeah. I know she would. If her friends are her girls, they have to speak more consistently. Yeah. Whereas I could not speak to her for all of you.
Like, yeah, I definitely find in my friendship groups, we will, if I don't speak to my brethrens or like some of my close guy friends or whatever for a while, when we speak, it's just normal.
Straight away.
But if I ain't spoken to one of my friends, but if I hadn't spoken to, let's just say, like, it could be one of my girlfriends, I would find usually, right, if I've not been around or contacted me a couple of times, it becomes a bit more of a, right, I called you a couple of times and I can't get, oh, there you are.
Yeah.
It's like, right, what are you talking about?
They can't not say the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, don't even love you any less, but it's just they can't not say
the thing. Can't say it. Yeah. But you know what? At the end of it all, though, I love that companionship thing. And also, I like the fact that, you know, because I always feel as though that some people find it quite uncomfortable to say just flippantly and just lightly, casually, yeah, man, I love my missus, or I love my partner or whatever.
Of course.
Like, sometimes it's like you ask that question, or it comes up and it almost feels like you can't, like, it's a little bit of awkwardness in there somewhere. It's like, no, it's not supposed to be like that.
I think a lot of people struggle with love anyway in general.
Like
love with their friends, love with their partners, even loving something. Like, you know, like, oh, I love football, innit? I don't give a shit about football. I love football. Let me just take it to music. I love music. Nobody wants to be a fan of something. You know what I'm saying? Because it feels like you're belittling yourself. Yeah. So even saying that, oh, I love her or I love him or whatever, it's like, oh, yeah, but what it takes from you. Don't take from you. It's all addition. It all helps you grow. But I feel like, the world's kind of like, you know, give and take, it's transactional. The world's mad transactional now.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So saying you love something is kind of like, it's a big payout, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Because
if you feel like you're not getting the exact same thing back or more, it's ego.
Yeah, 100%.
Your ego heavily.
And then all of a sudden you start going to all the things, all the memes and stuff that you saw on Twitter and all that type of thing.
Everything starts making sense.
Yeah.
Like you see, in your mind, you start,
you start adding it all up and it's all a thing.
And it's all wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Well off. Yeah.
It's very low vibrational outside, actually.
It is, man.
But do you know what? I was going to say this. I was going to bring this up at the end, but I'm not going to. I'm going to do this now. I'm just going to do it now because it's just been in my head. And you know, like when you've got bare things on your mind, you just kind of need to let it go. So I do want to say that with all of what I'm about to say, you don't have to comment. This is not on you. This is just some things I just need to get off. And these are my words. Yeah? These are my words.
What views
are my on
own,
my platform?
Not the BBC's.
It's not, yes, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah? I don't know if you ever noticed as well, more times. See, when I wear this jumper here, this is Daily Paper, by the way. People always ask me about this. Then they see the crystals and stuff. Usually I've got a couple of things I just need to, I wear it as almost like a sign of protection a little bit and just kind of just, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm wearing today because that's just how I felt. But you know what? Like I was saying to Poet the other day, I have not stopped. I tried. I have literally not stopped listening to conversations and just reading stuff and just like, trying to make an understanding of things because, as I said before, like it's super low vibrational outside. It feels like that.
Yeah, it does. It
feels super low vibration. And I think it's because the world is fucked.
Yeah,
bro. I think our outside being low vibrational isn't just an area. I feel like maybe the world is probably very low vibrational, yeah. And there's like certain things that have come to surface for some people that have maybe felt that way. And I think, you know, watching some of the stuff that I'm seeing in regards to like the Palestine thing and just an Israel and like people dying and bombs going. I literally woke up the other day, bro. I jumped up out of my bed. This is how much I've been engrossed in myself in this, I went to sleep, I woke up, I jumped up out of my bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, bro, thinking a bomb was going off, bro. Like literally, I've jumped up thinking, right, but, and then that, like, funny enough, then my second thought was, what the fuck? Obviously it's not a bomb. It's the bailiff. I just thought the bailiff come from, because it's 4 a.m.
Back a day.
That is
the loudest knock in the world.
What? I'm telling you, 4 a.m. Ring, boom, boom. It's like, what? What's going on?
Like, you said shivers that much. Yeah. Listen, that used to be the loudest knock ever.
Big one. Boom, boom. Even if, you know what? The maddest thing is, yeah, they might have actually been knocking it lightly.
No, it felt loud.
But it was, it felt loud. And also, somewhere in your subconscious, you knew they were coming.
Oh, Millie, of course. You can't sleep. You don't sleep well. Like, I've known you a while, isn't it, Chuck? And I feel like you're like me, where things, like, you feel things.
Definitely.
I think that's a very beautiful thing when it comes to, like, art and consuming music. Like, all these things, like I said, in relation, you feel. So when you feel things, it's even for your friends, you love them and you love, like, everything they do. And
100.
You can watch something online and just, I watched something online the other day. Anyway, and someone was happy. Actually, it was someone laughing. There were two brothers laughing. I don't know these people. It was on TikTok. But I was smiling from ear to ear. Like, you could feel the... So when it's something bad, you also feel it equally. So 100%. Heavy.
Yeah.
So again, so when it's something like, obviously, Bailey's not a serious, you know, Palestine-Israel situation. But when it's something like a Bayless, you know they're coming, and you know it's because it's something you've not done, and it weighs on you. You can't just, you're ignoring it, but you're not ignoring it. It's there in your head. So when the knock comes,
100%.
Jumps, oh,
100%.
But yeah, go on.
But
so,
bro, it was nothing. It actually just was nothing. It wasn't even nothing. It wasn't a sound. It was just my mind going off or whatever, yeah. And I woke up that morning and I said to myself, I need to switch off.
Yeah, you do.
I need to just not go online.
Unfortunately.
I need to not go on YouTube. I just need to just have a day off. And then my immediate thought after that was, what a privilege.
Yeah, oh, 1,000,000%.
What a privilege.
1,000,000%.
I can get up right now and say, I'm going to log off. I'm not going to go on YouTube. I'm not going to go on, I'm not going to go on, like, on Instagram or whatever, yeah. And I'm going to have a break for a day. But they can't have a break for a day. And it made me feel worse.
And then you start thinking, what? Who gives a fuck about what I feel?
Yeah,
that makes sense. Like, yeah, why definitely. Do you, I feel bad that I can take a break. Like, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
It's nothing to do with me.
Exactly.
Like, say, no, I'm not saying it's not nothing to do with me, but, like, my feelings aren't in. It's in the grand scheme of things, bro. My feelings, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. But my thing is also as well is that, like, when I take a break from, like, deeply consuming music, being invested in my culture, being around my friends and whatnot, one of my favorite things to do in life is to try and do the impossible thing of making sense of life. Because I don't think anyone, I mean, we've got religion and about, like, other things that, like, gives people purpose and all these types of things. But, like, sometimes I just think, you know, like, we don't really know. So I'm always trying to, like, listen to people, listen to different perspectives. I got my own, but I'm always just trying to shape mine. And I find it really interesting.
So I don't say testing it, it's more like just seeing. So I might say something that you thought, oh, actually, I never looked at it like that.
And I love finding different perspectives from interesting people.
And also, to even cut you, like, see, like, you know you're an LBC man as well, yeah?
Prop to bits. James O'Brien's my don.
Yeah, same.
I'd say 90% of the time I agree with him. The 10%. Of course.
There's no one you're always going to agree with. But it's mad to see. No, you forget sometimes. We live in our circles, we talk amongst each other. You forget the other people, the others out there. So when you're talking about certain, again, with this, you know, with what's going on, you hear people calling in and realize, you forget, wow, you really think like that. You think, oh, they're dumb. Like, oh, why are you thinking like that? And you think, no, you believe that.
Yes.
So you think, okay. So you can't look at it from one way. You can't look at it from one way, but you realize that people really believe this other side too. And they're looking at you like you're mad.
Well, this is it. But that's why, for me, I think I've really started to find politics interesting, purely because we, as you said, like, we speak amongst ourselves and we have a thing of how we feel that certain things are supposed to be.
Yeah.
Then you listen to LBC and you realize there's a whole Middle England.
Yeah,
that think the opposite.
Yeah, opposite. Actually, opposite.
Like, complete opposite. And even in the midst of all of that, they're separated.
Oh yeah, sometimes. 100%.
So they might all think this, but some think a little bit of that and this and that and whatever, and it's just all segregated. It's just one.
That's the thing. They all believe it.
Right.
That's another.
All our minds are, like, segregated or, like, separated, shall I say, in certain ways. But we fit into general. Like, let's just say, for example, you know what, like, generally there might be a group of people that think this and think that, but in this there is people that think a whole bunch of other things. And in that, there's people that think ultimately they're in that. That's how you get the left and the right or whatever. Yeah. But anyway, so that was my thing anyway. Like, you know, I was thinking like, what a privilege or whatever. Yeah. And then I started like looking at, again, I started seeing what was happening in this period of time with like Palestine just getting bombed to absolute bits. Yeah. Like absolute, because remember this, that was the conversation. The conversation was based upon we got a right to defend ourselves and whatever. And I'm seeing like these, like all of these places just getting bombed to bits. Yeah. And I'm like, when this is all over with, like, where are these people supposed to go? Like, where are they supposed to go? And then it made me think this. Do you know who Nat Turner is?
Yeah.
Nat Turner, yeah, for people who don't know, he led like one of the biggest slave rebellions, yeah. It was a big thing at the time. He was a slave.
Mm-hmm.
In what happened, one day, being a slave, he rose up and he was like,
enough.
Who's on it?
Yeah.
It was basically that. Who's on it? And they went outside and they did a madness. And a bunch of people followed him on that. And they went to different houses, different places, whatever. And they just did a complete madness. In that madness, they killed men, women, and children.
Yeah.
And that was kind of where, you know, like when people look back at elements of that time or whatever, sometimes he gets criticized, or that whole thing is criticized because of that, because he killed women and he killed children. Now, look, I will say that sometimes I know when people say, oh, you know, like save the women and children or whatever. Sometimes I say the women can be the fuckery too. Yeah, sometimes women can be the head honcho.
No, but of course though.
Sometimes women can be the head. Sometimes the woman can be the boss.
Of course.
Sometimes they can be that. The children thing, no, whatever, yeah.
Innocent.
But he did that anyway. So he killed these people. He killed a lot of people. It wasn't just him. There was loads of people that went out on the road and they all did that, yeah? And in return, these people said, we need the right to defend ourselves because this is crazy.
Which is the amendments?
So they said that, yeah? And so then what they did was they went out to try and eliminate the threat. So countless black people died in the mix of all of that. Also, they did find him. They found him, hung, they castrated him, and they paraded the
most.
Everybody. You see, if anyone ever thinks, again,
watch, this is what's going to happen.
Exactly. So what they did was,
you all accounted for my man.
So what they did was, they were put by doing this to him and doing this to other black people. It was about eliminating the possibility of you even having the audacity
to even think this,
to even think that you could do that.
Yeah.
Remember, they're slaves. Yeah. And you see, when he went around and he did all of this, I'm pretty sure that there probably was a lot of black people, a lot of slaves at the time that thought,
don't do that.
Nah, I don't know if this is the right thing.
No, 1,000,000%.
I don't know, you know. 1,000,000%. I don't know. Like, okay, maybe the owner. Maybe go for the owner. You see the wife and the kid. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. Because you're going to put us all in danger.
Of course.
But the fact of the matter was that he did it. And in that, so many people ended up dying in the process. Yeah. And so when I see this situation here, I can't help but think that the tactic that is being used on Palestine is to eliminate the thought process of anyone even thinking to have the audacity to ever step out of place again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a really unfortunate way of doing that, because in this, so many innocent people who may not have even like fully agreed with what these lot were gonna do.
It's what I'm hearing on both sides though. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm hearing like there's a lot of people in Israel. So it's like, I always put it, it's like Brexit. We voted for Brexit. We can't go in the airport yet. But we never support. I'm sure no one in here supported that. They sent people to Rwanda the other day.
Yeah.
We never said, yo, man, that's a thing. We never sat down at all. We all agreed on that. So I think, I'm the same as you. Everything I'm consuming, I'm listening. I'm understanding there's a lot of places on that side where they're saying, but this is the government. That's another thing. The same way they're saying on the other side, this group are terrorists. So the terrorists and government are making decisions for the everyone.
The people. And that's, now, that was my point.
And the people are suffering.
And that's also my point. It's like, in this year, essentially, it's a small group of people
deciding
that are calling a shot. And that small group of people is affecting a whole madness.
Crazy.
However, the biggest madness of it all at the moment is being placed on a whole bunch of innocent people that are in a confined, small space.
Yeah.
And it is absolute insanity. And we are just, like, we're looking at this and we're just seeing it. We're actually just seeing it with our own eyes. And no, when I watched a clip of the, I don't know if he was the president or like the one of the top guys in the government in Israel or whatever, yeah. Bearing in mind, his thought process and what he's saying may not necessarily be a full reflection of all of the people that live there. Of course, this is something that he's regurgitating out of his own mind. But the way that he's talking about the Palestinians is like as if these people are not human beings. And it doesn't matter to him. It doesn't matter if collateral damage happens as long as they can eliminate this threat. But it does. It has to matter, though. Surely it has to matter.
But anytime something like you know, a war, conflict, whatever the thing is, you have to, not have to, again, I'm not supporting anything, I'm just trying to say, to be able to do these things to anyone, each other, you have to look at the other person as lesser than and not human or whatever. Because if we start humanizing each other, which I feel like we should all do more, we wouldn't do these things to each other ever. We wouldn't do a lot of stuff we do if we actually look to you. Like, it's gonna, again, when I see black people on the road, I smile at them all the time. Anywhere in the world I am, I'll do it. You know what I mean? And it sounds mad. It's just so I can show I see you, rare. You know what I mean? And I always try to look at people as people rather than what they're doing or what they've done or where they're from or what they're looking at, yeah? But if we'd done that more, which is hard to do in the world, I guess, you know what I'm saying? We wouldn't do certain things. Like, you wouldn't just walk past a homeless person and think, you're just asking for money. You're like, rah, you're a person. Do you know what I mean? But again, doing that to everyone is, again, like we're saying, heavy. You know what I mean? You start looking at, my man's on the floor there, or this is happening over there. And it's very heavy, so it's easier to just, you know, community, family, self, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and then, which becomes tribal. But, like you're saying, the things that people are doing to each other in this thing, in the world generally, you know what I'm saying, in Congo, there's
madness. Yeah, there's a bad genocide right happening over there.
So, you can't look at you, if I look at you as a person, and then still do that, you're a serial killer. You people go to jail, there's documentaries about it, because like, you think, how did you do that to someone? But then when it's in war, then it's like, it's justified. You need something to justify this thing. So if you say, they're not human, or they've done this or whatever, you know what I mean? You're looking at them as less than, then it's kind of easier to sleep at night and say, man, because, you know, they were trying it, or they're not even people. Or, you know what I mean? You have to come up with reasons to justify
to go
forward.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that. And like, that makes a lot of sense. Obviously, these are the reasons why things happen. But you know, sometimes you just call a spade, and it's just wrong.
Oh, no, it's
and
wrong.
Then, no, I'm not, I know you're not saying that. Yeah, I just want to make that clear. I know that's not what you're saying. But it's just wrong, innit? The same way that I could say that what their man there did by going and just slaughtering people at the flipping festival, and that's wrong. It's mad. I think what is mad on top of that, too, is that, like, it's like, when I'm watching these conversations, it's like, if you say, you know what? These lot bombing Palestine and doing X, Y, and Z and whatnot is crazy. It's mad. Then people will make you feel like, you're being an anti-Semite. It's not. It's like the same way, the other way around. It's like if someone says, you know what, yeah, like what them lot did, Hamas and that, like, it's crazy. Doesn't mean that you should hate, like, all Palestinians and that. This is a thought process that these individuals have done. And, like, in that has now caused a madness. I did say on the podcast before, which I'm not going to go into now, is like discussing the root cause, because I always believe that the root is a good place to start as opposed to this immediate thing here. But neither here nor there, we're here now. But it's like the fact that we can now even just constantly, we didn't have the access to this before. We knew that these things were happening. So they keep saying 2.3 million people. There can't be 2.3 million people there now. There's 2.3 million people there before this thing happened. Now I'm just seeing things getting blown up left, right, and center. Surely this has to be coming down, the numbers have to be coming down a bit. But it's like, how far? I'm just curious to know. I'm actually just curious to know. Like, how far has this got to go in order for it to actually stop? Like, how much more people actually genuinely really just have to just die? Just out of curiosity. I'm just asking a genuine question. Like, how many more people have to just die until you know for certain, because obviously the thing is, it's about getting Hamas here. Like, at what point do you know, okay, it is okay now and it's time to stop?
Who are you asking?
Yeah.
There you go. That's it's it. Who you asking.
Who you asking.
Who you asking. I think it's just like, it's heavy, bro. It's very, very heavy.
Mad heavy.
Like, it's very heavy. And it's so mad because so much people are just being... I was listening to... there was a Jewish guy who was talking on the radio about it. And like, he was saying that, you know, some people here, they don't feel safe, like being outside. And I don't think that like, there's so much... I don't know. I mean, I'm not part of the community, so I wouldn't really know. I'm not sure like... numbers on like Jewish attacks or anything like that, but I think that like more so than it being a thing about being scared, I think it's awkward. Do you get what I'm saying? Because I think somewhere in a lot of people's hearts, regardless of where you come from, it just does, this whole thing just doesn't fit. The tactics in which it's happening right now just doesn't feel right, and that is normal. It's actually I would believe it's normal to think that way.
You would feel scared though. You would feel scared.
Yeah, I did think that too, because I kept thinking about if I was Jamaican,
yeah,
and then like something that Jamaicans was doing, a madness somewhere,
yeah,
and like everyone was sort of against the, let's say, a group of people from Jamaica. Because remember, this is, we have to be clear, it's not all of, it's not everyone, it's just a group.
It's never.
So if a group did something and then like the world, or it felt like the world had then come together, or elements of the world anyway, had come together and it was anti something, then yeah, you might feel as a Jamaican, there might be a person who is a bit of a more of an extremist and someone who doesn't have any type of nuanced thinking, and they just put in, because this is one thing that we do like to do in this country in particular. Actually, not in this country, I think we do, this happens worldwide. People do put people in a box super quick. You're just one of them.
Of course.
You're just one of them.
We can differentiate who's who quickly. Rather than humanizing and get to know people and that, like, oh yeah, actually John from over there, who's from Irish and rare, has got a lot in common with me who's over here from South or something. You know what I mean? Like, you forget. Again, I'm lucky. I've been enough places in the world and I realize, well, I've been so many places in the world and there's people, man, great. Yeah. And sit down and have big conversations with and all that type of thing there. So I'm saying, as a person, like, if you're a Jewish person here or America, wherever you are, like, we're saying that's another thing though. It is, you can say you're scared because you don't know what's going
on. Yeah, yeah.
But again, I feel like a lot of people in any conflict, argument, I don't know the right words, when it was BLM, when it was Russia, Ukraine, everyone tries to make it like about themselves.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you have to understand it's not about you, man.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's really about you, it's not about you at all. So, you know what I mean? I guess you might feel fearful, rare, but ultimately, like, there's stuff.
No, there. I would understand. Like, I definitely understand why people would just think that someone would just be out. Like, I get that.
Of course.
Again, so you get some people that would just look at. It's the same with.
There are people that would do that. That's the thing. We can't.
You see someone like, there's a problem going on with like a group of Indian people, for example. You see someone with a turban, and you think, oh, he's one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
They were doing that with Muslims from when anytime a Muslim man like went out and or somebody was like a radical extremist or whatever, went out and put a bomb on their back, all of a sudden everyone with a beard is...
Yeah, like, yeah, but yeah, exactly, beard, you're saying Muslim thing, you're looking at people with turbans, they're Sikh, you know what I am. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's so many, like, yeah, you can't discount how mad people are. No. So you think, oh, don't be silly, no, who would do that to you or whatever, or why would you think that? Again, the same way we know, like, as black people, sometimes we go certain places, we say, yeah, like, it feels funny. Now, if I'm in North Wales and I'm in like a random village, which is obviously super safe
by comparison. Mm. But, or I can, you know, they buck up on me now. It's a different energy. Mm. I just go to the petrol station. It's like, oh, raw. But explaining that, it would sound silly.
Mm.
I said, yeah, I don't really go. I'm going to stop at the petrol station. I'm going to stop at the petrol station in on the, like, the motorway, just so I'm, you know what I mean? Mm. Someone was saying, what are you talking about? It's a bit dumb. You don't have to be like that.
Mm.
But even near where I live, and when, it, when I was growing up, like going to Eltham, I live in Woolwich, yeah?
Mm.
When I was going to Eltham, like, obviously, Stephen Lawrence, that's where he was taking
me. Yeah.
I didn't like going there. I'm sure nothing will happen to man, I'll be real. You know what I'm saying? As a big man. But I did like it.
Mm.
But it's like an unfeeling fear. But again, with this, it's even, this is heightened times.
Yeah, it's a bit.
To crazy. It's like you're bits. Saying, you're looking on your timeline every day. Everywhere you're looking, it's one way
you know what it is? More than anything, it's like the kids, innit? You know, like you see these, I see a man in the car the other day, was it 2 days ago? It looked like a soldier. I'm not sure if he was a soldier. Mm. He had two babies. He was holding two, like, super toddlers, yeah? And, like, I don't know where they were going. Must have been going to the hospital. And one of the babies just had, like, bare blood coming from his head. Mm. He wasn't even bawling. He was just sitting in the thing, whatever. He was, like, you know, like, he was kind of just holding the chin of the man or whatever. Like...
No, I can't.
It's bro. Don't it's so, it's
I,
mad.
You're
man.
Better than me. I can't. I never ever watched it. I don't even watch fight videos, bro. I don't watch none of that. Zero.
Yeah.
Because it get them things there. See, even you just saying it now, bro. I felt mad.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to watch those.
It's mad for me to say, oh me, I felt mad. But
yeah.
Like, I'll be real. Like, I listen to conversations. Man, will hear stuff and read stuff. And then when I'm reading, I'm thinking, Jesus, man.
I just think it's really interesting to me how this is just even allowed to happen in the first place.
But it's not.
I understand that, like, there's just such a deeper rooted issue that, let me be clear, by the way, I don't even really know anything about, like, well, obviously I do now, but, like, I'm always down for people to teach me on both sides. And, like, and today, actually, I might be in the comments today. I never usually am, but today I might be in the comments today. But I'm always, like, down for people to, like,
learn.
Show me things, yeah, teach me things and whatever, and, like, and make me, like, have better understanding of stuff. I'm always down for that. But you know what? Like, what I'm seeing, like, these guys, like, what Hamas did was nuts. And then when I look on what else happened on the other side, I'm like, this is absolute insanity. Like, the amount of bombs and explosions and this, that happening, like, and, like, you know, how much people is, I don't know this, by the way, I'm just asking, my brain's just going off, I'm like, how much people is in Hamas? Like, how much people is in there compared to the amount of people that is getting blown up to the roof, to bits? Like, it just feels, it just, you know, like, when I think about that, I think about the Nat Turner situation, and I always selfishly go back to an element of black struggle. Because let me tell you something, yeah, this is one of the reasons why I don't always want to have conversations with certain people about genocide and all these type of things. Like, my family is Jamaican, but deep down, not really Jamaican.
Yeah, of course.
Somewhere in Africa, innit?
Yeah, of course.
And somewhere in Africa, there was a whole bunch of genocide and slavery and this, that, and the fourth, and trauma and this, that, and the... And so with that, these are things that we are having to deal with all the way up to this day. Yeah. Mm. So black people in particular can't catch a break anywhere. Mm. Like, no matter where we go, we can't catch a break. There's always some shit.
But that's one of the reasons why a man shouldn't ignore stuff when stuff's happening.
There you go.
That's what I really feel like. I hear that people.
But that's why I look at some of this and I think, selfishly, because I'm being selfish,
you can look
I think,
up.
Fucking hell, boy. Look, is this is the shit that, like, my great-great,
yeah.
Or this is what happened with my granddad, yeah. Or this is, and I go back to that, or I go back to these. Sometimes when I go back,
yeah, to,
and I start deep diving into that, I'm like, rah,
yeah,
these lot were going through it to bits. What are you talking about? A man got castrated, hung, as on a vibe of, it's not about you did what you did, but we're implementing something in your mind right now.
Yeah.
You think anyone is ever going to try anything like that again? It just feels, and to me, when I do all of that, bro, it just doesn't feel right.
It's not gonna. There's no happy feelings gonna come from it.
No,
there's no, because there's no resolution, as in, even if it gets resolved, it's still what's happened has happened, and there's always gonna be that feeling, bro. And unfortunately, if you're, I don't want to say tuned in, that sounds mad, if you're, like, prone to, you know, feeling these vibes there, about you actually getting through it. It's always going to stay with you. And it's going to stay with the people who it's happened to and people who's doing it. Everything's going to stay with everyone for a long time. Mm. And it's going to be rippled. Because like you said, if you're talking about Nat Turner and, you know, Jamaica and Caribbean, you know, slave culture and all these type of, I mean, slave trade, all these things there. That's, like I said, it's had ripple effects of how many years? Bare years.
Mm.
I'm saying we have the effects of it for so long. So this is also going to have the effects for it for so long. And the fact now we get to, we can see it, it's going to affect us for so long too.
Yeah.
So like it's no one's coming out of this unaffected. So it's scary.
To bits. But you know what made me happy though?
Go on.
Come here a minute. We talk about Wiley and Dizzy. What, together? Like that?
Everyone.
I said, what? Serious? I said, no way. I was on Twitter looking at genocide and I was. Okay, let me just
start. No, you're right.
I was though.
Because that's another thing. That's
I was on Twitter. I'm not laughing at the genocide.
No, I'm saying that's what I tweeted about. That. I'm tweeting about my music. I feel like a dickhead. But and I'm, you know what I mean? Like I feel like, oh,
lose my loose. Yeah.
I feel like an arsehole.
So
like,
just to be clear, because I know someone will try and click that. I'm not trying to think.
No, we're not laughing at that. Yeah. I'm saying, but I know what you mean. It's all in the same bit.
It's all there and together, it's bro. We're laughing.
It's a joke. Oh, Chucky, these. I listen to this Cassie's Dead album, sick.
Yes, mad. I need to listen to that, by the way. I heard it's hard.
Incredible. Oh, Wiley and Dizzy. It's all in the same
It's bit. All it's together, bro. I'm looking at genocide and Wiley and Dizzy and all of that, bro. But anyway, I see someone say, oh, like, Wiley was standing side stage, whatever.
That I know that person who tweeted it first. I don't know him, but I saw that tweet and I thought, where's the video, bro?
Yeah, I thought cap. I was like, I went to quote tweet and put, what? Like, this is correct. Like, oh my God, tears. But then I thought, nah, I'm not trying to retweet some shit that is like, so I didn't say nothing. I just thought he would have videoed it.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
I didn't retweet nothing.
He would have videoed it. So then I'm not seeing nothing. And then it was only until when Target said something, I said, oh wait, it's got
to
be certified.
But, no, but even, not to be even bait up Target, yeah. Target was with Flo in Saudi. So, and I know Target saw the same thing we saw and just said it. And
then, oh, okay, yeah,
so
okay.
Let me not say I know, because obviously I ain't supposed to talk to it actually, but I know people was waiting. And I saw the video, there's another girl called Elle, and she had the video first. I don't know if anyone took her video, but she had the video and I saw it. And I thought, okay, cool. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. When I saw the video, I realized, okay, yeah, this is certified. And bro, I swear, I had two conflicting thoughts actually.
Talk to me, yeah.
So my first thought was, oh, this is like incredible. And we'll go to why it is incredible and why it is good.
Yeah.
But I know people like more drawn to the fuckery first. So I'm going to go more to that.
Okay.
My conflicting thought was, how come Dubai got that? I didn't like that.
I didn't like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it would have been madder if it was here.
What?
Then. Yeah.
But then also I realized that they didn't do a tune or they didn't spit.
No, that's another thing. Man said, the original team said, Dizzy brought out Wiley on his thing. So you're thinking, oh,
my thing done, is now what? They did it in the, but I'm like, yeah, in my head, I'm like, that's far, dead.
Wiley come out. What if they done the boy in the corner thing in 02, did you go to that the other day?
Oh, no, I missed it. I didn't go to it. But if they did that there, I don't know what's going on here.
It's right.
Sorry, I'm just on.
By the way, just for people who's listening, EA's got the screen on.
It's exactly what you're talking about.
You know what it is? Yeah, exactly what he's, do you know why he's talking like this? Yeah, because obviously he doesn't want to get into trouble.
Yeah, I respect it.
But bro, basically, bro, on his timeline, yeah? On his timeline, there is a gal out on Skinning Out.
This is for you. I got you.
Okay, so for you.
I'll be real with you.
That's your algorithms though.
That's my follow.
It's not algorithm. I'll get into the after because I feel like that's mad as well. Anyway.
Bring
up Wiley.
So big up Wiley, yeah. But my first.
They said bring him out Wiley for the things. I thought, all right, cool. But then when I saw it, I thought, they didn't bring him out like that. Well, so what I'm saying is, if you went to the O2 when Dizzy done his show.
That's it.
And I was, you know what's mad? I was even waiting. When he done two, it took it too far. And then I thought, if Wiley comes out, I was hot stepping in my Nike sneaker.
Mm.
The whole place would have gone, I would have slapped everyone in that place. Because that's the place.
Yeah.
They went and done it at Boy in the Corner show, and Wiley come out and done his verse. Eruptions. The Dubai thing, they was like, ooh.
My first thought was, I just didn't love it. I'm like,
yeah.
I didn't like yeah. you lot got to see. And so this is the thing. And so I'm going to, because there will be like some people that are watching this or listening that will not even really understand the significance of why this is such a big thing, because this is like stuff that happened such a long time ago.
A very long time.
But just to like paint a picture here, yeah. Like I was growing up at a time, Wiley was the G, like super G. But one thing that Wiley used to always do.
I don't think people understand how much G it was. And bro, for how long, by the way. Not to be thingy, like,
yeah.
You was around from Garage Days.
Yes. And
before that in Jungle.
He was a G then, you know. Like, he wasn't like, let's be clear. He was the new G in Garage. Yeah. Because okay. Remember, you had like the older Gs. You had the older Gs, yeah, innit? Like, it wasn't the same as like.
G, like, I get what I'm saying. Like, I get, go on.
Yeah, but it wasn't, when I say like, it wasn't like, let's just say like back then, like the Gs, people would turn around and say like PSG was the G or Creed or fucking, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But because we were young,
yeah,
we were into a different style, yes, of an MC. Yes. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And like, so obviously Mega provided a certain style that we connected to, Mega Man,
yeah,
and them.
Yeah, of course.
But like we sort of connected to a little bit more, whatever. And then obviously like Wiley was there in the mix or whatever from a separate side. Like, but he was like a, it almost felt like he was a G. He was a guy,
yeah,
but it was just a bit different to all of them older guys that had.
It was for us. It was us. Let's
so from us, and that whole period there, he was a fucking
like
guy.
Like best production, best sets,
yeah,
best crew, best everything. Like any, like everything. And again, this is not even rolled. I'm talking about it from Pay As You Go. Mm. When I heard Wiley in Pay As You Go, that's why I first heard Wiley. I said, I've never heard nothing like this. Like, this was insane. Like, and then obviously the production, Target, and Genius, and all these bands, it's mad crazy.
Mm.
So then Roll Deep and whatever, blah, blah. But yeah, the guy. And I think that gets taken away a lot today to understand, like, how much from even then, guy.
Yes. Yeah. To bits.
Yeah.
To absolute bits, guy. Yeah. And so, like, one thing that Wiley always did is he was always with, like, somebody. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Someone that was cold.
Yeah. Never a man to shy away from and just be like, well, I'm sick. Yeah. I'll just be over here by myself.
Or by myself. No, never. No. He weren't trying to be
stand up and
he weren't trying to be the only gay in the village. Yes. What I mean by that is that there's, you understand what I'm saying with that. Yeah, Little Britain.
The comments won't know, but it's
yeah,
fine.
They won't know. Someone it's will. Fine. Someone will get it. But anyway, I remember one time, yeah, I'm in my ends and whatnot, yeah. And like these are like, oh, did you go Tudor Rose? Because there was a place in South or whatever, Tudor Rose or whatever. Wiley was there. He had someone with him called Dizzy. I'm like, who's Dizzy? At these times, I didn't know who Dizzy was them times, yeah. So one, my brethren was like, he goes, oh, he starts saying these lyrics, like boxing MCs, that like, my name was Frank. And I said, that's dead, bro. Yeah, That was the first thing he said to me. And that was the first, but you know what it was? He didn't say it like Dizzy.
Yeah.
He said it like my brethren from the estate. Like,
yeah.
It weren't the same.
Bro, they don't understand.
Bro, I heard the tape though.
Crazy tape.
When I heard the tape, I was like, oh my. This Don is mad with it. No, both of them.
Yeah, crazy.
Both crazy. Of them crazy with it.
Crazy.
And them two together at a time, like, it was so special. Like, the whole scene at the time, anyway. I used to play, I'm not even going to go through all of these guys at spare times, but I used to DJ, one of the first clubs that I DJed was Area Nightclub, yeah? And that was where
special
they did
Eskimo Dance. Which you had the first
I was DJing, bro, I played. I DJed early.
It was a jockey.
Yeah, early, I DJed.
I was at the front.
Where is it? And so I played before the gas. I was just playing here.
I was there, R&B, I heard you say, I was there.
So then, obviously, and then like, them lot would come on and just do their thing or whatever, yeah? And like, bro, it was just, it's one of them things where you just had to be there. I play, yeah, of course. Bro, but
I didn't know you then, but I'm saying that's mad. I was definitely there. Like, a lot of people don't understand when in the grime dances, the grime section was obviously, it weren't many grimes. It was the 1 hour of the set.
Yeah.
We are saying. But
yes.
Everything else was dance tour and hip hop.
Yeah. So that would everything. Be that would be what was played early.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, it was everyone would come on. But also, like, it wasn't just me. Double D Experience.
That's they would, it. They who was that?
They were Double D Experience.
Sorry, I've got you. There's so many people I saw on flyers. Like, obviously, I didn't know. Yeah, I'm saying, I just, them names there.
They were like brothers, and they were related to Ingrid.
And Ricky.
Who was, yeah. So, wait, was Ingrid their mum? I'm not sure if Ingrid was their mum.
I swear.
I'm not sure if Ingrid was their mum, but it was something like that. And then Ricky and Ingrid were, yeah, brother and sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and but just so you know, that Ricky and Ingrid were the promoters. So they like co-promoted at the time Eskimo Dance with Wiley or whatever, innit? And Double the Experience with DJ. So obviously,
Area was a special place.
Oh, it was special, bro. But also, with each MC that came on, you're waiting for Dizzy. You're waiting for Wiley. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, no, Millicent.
Because, like, it's almost like it starts here, and as it goes on, you know it's coming. And you know, do you know when you know it's coming as well? Because just before that, you might hear D double.
Yeah.
And then it's just going off, going mad. And then you just, like, after that, now you start hearing Dizzy, what, like, it's just going crazy. But then, in all of that, like, they just did so much things together, but then they had, like, a super famous fallout, innit? Which was, like, some shit that happened in Ibiza. Ibiza, and that. And, like, from then, it just never... I think a lot of us, for me personally, at the time, I didn't even know what happened. I knew that something happened in Ayia Napa, but we didn't. I didn't know. I just knew that them two weren't really talking like that. I knew that if I should, I shouldn't even say that. It wasn't that them two weren't really talking. I just knew that Dizzy didn't fuck with him anymore.
Mm.
It was like that, and like it became a point of it wasn't something that Dizzy wanted to talk about too much. But you just knew that he just felt very anti towards Wiley and maybe even a group of people at the time. Like he just wasn't. It felt like he maybe had disconnected a little bit in some way. And then later on, his life started to change. You get what I'm saying? Things started to happen.
I was going
to
say, people also forget that section of it. Like, man was young. I always, again, I've never met Dizzy. It was obviously because of, to be fair, if that stuff never happened and Dizzy never left Roll Deep, I don't think I would have been in Roll Deep. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think they would have been looking for new members. You know what I mean? But anyway, I never met Dizzy in this life. But,
start again. In this whole life,
I've never met Dizzy. Never met Dizzy.
Mad.
Because again, where would I meet him?
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? Obviously, he was.
I actually met him for the first time. What was it? Was it last year? Last year, bro. Which is mad. Up in here. I recorded a JD pod in here, but it was in the.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was the first time we'd met.
Yeah. So I never met him, but again, I understand why. Because obviously, the road eating, he's avoiding. Not avoiding, but he's not gonna be in around anyway. He was around anyway. Fair enough. Again, and I'm not from East. I never grew up with him. I don't know this man. You're saying so. I hear over the years, obviously, I've heard every version of the story from this one, that one, right? Obviously, not from him. But then I think, yeah, but hold on, man got, you know, stabbed. He was young. He was like, this is my age. So he's like 18. Like saying, you're feeling like everyone's against you, bruv. When I think of it now as a big man, it's fear, everyone's against you. There's rumors flying about this happened, there. You're just going to think, oh, fuck everyone, bruv. I'm just going to go do my thing, bruv. And remember, you finished Boy in the Corner then. Yeah. Obviously, it weren't out yet. But you've done this album. Bruv, let me just go do my thing, bruv. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, that's what I would think. And I get it now. I get it a bit more now. Because I thought, why would you do that? Like, bro, you should have just stayed in the crew, whatever. But as a person, you've just been, like, life-threatening, you know?
Mm.
You could have died.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're in a foreign country. You're a youth. This is your first. All this is your first experience.
Mm.
You've got this album here. You got a manager now. Manager says, bruv, just come over here. We've got this deal. Let's just do whatever. It makes sense. You know what I'm saying? And you feel like this person was meant to, I don't want to speak for him because I don't know. But like, this person was meant to protect you. Mm. All these people, like we, obviously not we, but Roll Deep, whatever, meant to protect you. And then you've come out, you feel alone and angry at the world. Mm. I get it. I'm just going to go do my thing. Fuck everyone else.
Yeah.
I get it now a bit more. Like I'm saying, and obviously everyone will say, oh man, you should have not done that.
No, I definitely. When I actually started to get a true understanding of what was going on, I definitely get it.
Yeah.
I think, you know what is mad as well is that like, whatever is right or wrong, you know, now that when you're a bit older, like Dizzy was young them times there.
Yeah.
But also so was Wiley in reflection too. Yeah. And it's like, you know, sometimes when you put it into perspective, it's like, what may have happened was wrong, what may have happened was right, however you perceive it, yeah? But if you do look at it as wrong, you can also look at the fact that, like, you know what? He was actually just young and just trying to figure it out himself, everyone too. Was, and it's like, we forget that, even with our own parents, for example. It's like, they sometimes they're just people.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That don't even know the answers. They don't even have the answers.
Well, we only get that when we're older.
Yeah.
I say that all the time. You don't look at your parents as people. Even just, you don't look at people as people. You know what I'm saying? You think everyone's like, I don't know, man.
There might have been a thing of, you know, like, even though Dizzy was Dizzy, like, at a height of it, like, at that time, before that, Wiley was Wiley.
Of course.
And so if we are going somewhere and you are older, you're 18 and you're like in your, what, Wiley's what, early 20s or whatever, yeah? Mm. You still, to an 18-year-old, come off as a big man.
You're a big man.
And you're Wiley. So you should have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, yeah, okay, give me this. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, so for years, it was just that, innit? And I think there was like, had been pockets of time where we would always flirt with the idea of what if, could they?
Oh, I never thought that.
I didn't either. I still, in my mind, no, I did. There was one time, I would love to see it happen, but it's never gonna happen.
Obviously, you don't want to see it happen. The reason I thought it would never is because, again, this is on his own thing. Like I said, he is super successful. His own thing. He's over there, safe. We know Wiley sometimes is just wake up and say, actually, we're going for that. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't always address certain things in a one way. But then, where I know him, he's a great person, isn't it? Like, you know, he's got love in his heart and he's not a pussy, basically. He's not a hater, even though sometimes he comes across mad.
Yeah.
I know in his heart, parts of it, but where he comes across his heart. I remember there was this interview years ago with Twin. And he said, "Bruv, I've not known him.
One extra.
Yeah, and he said, I've not known him longer than I've known him." And that sentence always spun. I thought, actually, so true. We've got this, like, not to say, yes, it's nostalgia, because nostalgia is happy feelings from the past, yeah? So nostalgia, like, yeah, man, that'd be sick. But then you realise, bruv, you know, in life, you're same, okay, I always say this, matter of people that was in Roll Deep, bare people don't speak, not in a thingy way, just grew apart naturally.
Yeah.
This had like a root of something actually happening. Them, it's been years. Everyone just on their own path at this point. I'm saying, and then sometimes Wiley could wake up and say, "Yo, fuck you, bro."
Next day,
"I love you, bro." And it's like, sometimes that's hard to deal with. You know what I mean? So I thought, that's why I thought it never could happen, because I thought, really, all big men are just going to just go live a life. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I never thought that animosity was still at the same height. You know what I'm saying? Because really, it wasn't even them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not like Wiley does something to Dizzy or Dizzy does something to Wiley. So they fell out. It's just like, something happened. And then now it's a thing. But then, you know, you grow up and gain a bit of clarity or different perspective. Yeah, yeah. So.
That's why thinking about it now. Thinking about it now, it wouldn't surprise me that they would, like.
Hate up.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, hate each other up a little bit.
Because what they had at that time was special. And also, it's now they're older, their perspectives have changed. Like, there's so much things that have happened in their life now. They're just in different spaces. Yeah, yeah. And as you said, that same hatred or like those feelings.
The feelings, I'll
they're say, just not, yeah, hatred, not hatred, yeah. But like that, those feelings are just not really, they're not the same, they're not so strong.
Not the same people in your ear, you're not in the same situation. Mm. You're not, first of all, neither of you are fighting for survival. That's the next thing as well. Like when you feel like I have to break off to survive.
Yeah.
I have to be this, have the shell to survive.
Yeah.
Neither of, they're both very successful and have been for many years. So it's not, I don't have to have that thing anymore. So you're more open to say, you know what? Yeah, man, I hear that. Do you know what I mean?
I'll be honest with you, bro. Like, it's so deep that I would just have loved to have just been a fly on the wall just to just hear what that conversation was like in its organic, purest form.
Yeah. Because you think that was the first time they spoke on the stage? I don't think so.
Nah, definitely not. Wait, hold on a minute. Did you perceive that as Wiley's just stepped out on the stage and they haven't seen each other?
No.
Because I don't think you could just do that. You can't just go on my step. Big man.
You can. You're in Dubai. It's not wireless. I don't think that could happen in London.
Nah.
Okay, Wiley's not in Dubai, yeah?
Yeah.
Dizzy's doing a show in Dubai.
I don't think Wiley feels that comfortable
remember,
to just go on a man's stage and we ain't spoke.
Yes. Remember, because he don't have the thing. That's another thing. He don't have the thing. Or, again, obviously Dizzy doesn't have it anyway. It's like the dislike, yeah? Okay, when it was Wiley and Stormzy, yeah? And I know Storms, but not as well, obviously, as well as I know Wiley, yeah? Big up Storms, yeah? But I'm trying to say, when he was doing his tweeting and saying, rare, tear, I know, my perception is, obviously, as a Stormzy, you're thinking, why is this guy trying to hit me, bruv? I've shown you nothing about love, respect, rare, and you're trying to hit me. But I'm watching the Wiley tweet say, bruv, he's not trying to hit you, know? He doesn't hate you. Mm. But obviously, the world's looking at you like, oh, you hate my man. Mm. I'm thinking, he don't hate you, bro. He loves you furthermore. You know what I'm saying? He rates you so high, he doesn't have to act. So what I'm trying to say is, if this was, I'm making this up here. Let's say Dizzy didn't know Wiley was there, or Dizzy still had something towards him. Wiley would 1,000,000% walk on the stage if this was there. Like, if he was here, he'd go seek him. That's the type of person he is.
I hear it.
He would say, oh, let me just go say Wagwan. And ignore the fact that you're on stage, there's big lights, you got to do your show. He just want to say Wagwan because the show is not adapting.
Yeah, but look at this. Look at that. I'm saying that that has to be, at the bare minimum, they have to have had a conversation backstage or seen each other backstage. You don't just, bro.
I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't.
Ain't like this has got a tour manager and all these type of things. You can't just go on my
stage. You can.
But
you
big
can.
Man, let me tell you something. See, me as just a DJ. Just as a DJ. You think you could just come on my thing?
What do you mean? So you'd stop him coming up?
No, my team would have stopped that.
Nah, but...
But you can't just go in there, but he's performing, bro.
I know, but it's not like...
It's not about you.
It's no, that's true. That's true.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But again...
So for him to come up there and do that, there had to have been...
But I'm saying, as a man who knows Wiley, I could see him just rolling up.
Okay. But
you're moving like... You know Wiley too, bro.
Yeah, no, I hear that. But I don't know him like to a point of he'll just go on a man's stage like that. Not unless there was a lyrical... Not unless there was a...
Nah, because he's not going there with the hate thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say how he would think. I'm not going there to do it. I'm not there to hate you. And I'm saying, so I could see him just walking up casually. I mean, he got the same wristband and rare tear, because obviously...
Big man, he's next to the DJ.
Yes. And now he already knows the DJ.
But I'm saying, I hear that. That's MK, isn't it? But
oh, yeah, MK. Okay, yeah, he knows MK.
Yeah.
And he knows it's not adapting.
But what I'm saying is to you, though, is... I hear the standing by the side, like, because standing by the side of the stage, hear me out. Standing by the side of the stage is still a big thing.
I know, bro.
Because it is Dizzy and their history and whatever.
Oh, 1,000,000%. There, no, 1,000,000%.
To be standing next to the DJ.
Bro, it's Wiley. We moving like we don't know this guy is not like us lot. It's not like us. Because me.
Do you know, I want to ring him, but I'm not going to.
I would ring him, but I don't even know if I got the right number these days. You know what I'm saying?
It's 2 a.m. over there.
So yeah, I would like, but
they're probably partying.
He's not like, he don't party like.
Now why did Wiley go home? I'm surprised he's even out all alert. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say. He probably went there because Dizzy was there. Wiley's not outside raving all that every minute. Like, no. He's not that guy. What I'm trying to say is he went there with love in his heart.
100%. And he got it and he received it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to say. And I think he would, no matter what the situation thing, I think he would have gone there with that. Because not even to
bring well, they would have had to have talked afterwards. What are you saying?
Oh, million, no, 1,000,000%, 1,000,000%. But I'm saying one time, even years ago. Let me not say years ago. When was Rolex?
What year?
Maybe 08, 07, innit?
Probably.
Let's say it's 2008. Yeah, it was 2008. 2008 Rolex.
2008 was when Rolex came out of cars, surely.
Shall I tell you why? Because our good times and all that was 2010. Wow. And Rolex, and then Heatwave was after. I'll never be a woman. Anyway. We was in, let's say Manchester. Yeah. I think it was Manchester, actually. We were somewhere and Dizzy was there.
2008, you're right.
Bro. Yeah, see it there? Crazy. I think it was like, let's say it was Manchester. I don't think it was, but there's somewhere. Yeah. And then Dizzy was there, because obviously he had Rolex, he had a big song.
I'm listening.
And he went to go and find him. Not in a thingy way, just so you wanted to watch his show. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And I think Dizzy left by then. What I'm trying to say is that wasn't like, oh, we was all there together. And he said, yeah, I want to go watch Dizzy. Mm. This is 2008. Mm. And I'm sure, 2009, he probably said, oh, fuck Dizzy. I was like, 2010, I love you, Dizzy. Yeah, 2012 or something. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is, like, I could see him saying, oh, Dizzy's in Dubai. I'm in Dubai. I want to go watch him.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think, I'm definitely think they've spoken now, obviously. Because again, that's another thing. When you're saying about people not posting the video, when I saw Dizzy tweet it and Wiley tweet it, I thought, oh, man, that's it.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, Dizzy tweeted it with a two, you know, that. Okay, you know what I mean? Okay. And I thought, sick.
That's cold, man.
Sick.
That's so gross.
That's it. Yeah.
That's so gross.
Because he could have just left it. Like,
yeah.
But even recent, he's been bigging up Wiley. He's been saying, like, yeah, man. When obviously he had a 20 year boy in the corner thing. He's been doing interviews and man was saying, yeah, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for this.
Yeah.
And years ago, he would never say that. He wouldn't even say that. He wouldn't diss man. No, but he would have just said nothing.
He would have said something like, well, yeah, but how do you know I wouldn't have been here?
Oh, furthermore, yeah. on your interview, he didn't like allude to that nothing. He just sort of, like, kind of avoided it a bit. You know what I'm saying? Which obviously he can do that because obviously he's Dizzy, he can do what he wants. I'm just trying to say, recent, like the last year and a bit, he's been saying, yeah, man, like, and not with no heavy heart, just saying, yeah, man, obviously, yeah, Wiley and Target and Rara, saying the story rather than before he would kind of not. But again, I've never met him, so I'm not even speaking for him. But I know Wiley well, so I'm just saying, I know man went there loving his heart and it's just that. And no, I'm happy.
Cold. Ultimately, it's cold though.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. We will be going over this a little bit again with Pope, because I know Pope will have, like,
yeah, he's gonna.
But like, I think it's such an amazing thing to see for me and for a lot of people.
So what are your expectations from this?
Nothing.
I'm so happy you said that.
I don't. Do you know what it was? Yeah. You see, for me, I don't. This is not a get in the studio.
Nah, not me either.
It is. Do you know what? Just exchange your energy.
Yeah, man. Like,
that for me as a fan.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah,
like,
same.
They exchange the energy, and that's same. That. Same. Now, obviously, I don't like the fact that Dubai got that.
Still, I hate you too.
I'll be honest with you. I still don't like the fact that Dubai got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't understand that.
They don't.
Yeah, they don't understand they don't. That. But, though, I'm happy that it's happened. And I will say that, yeah, maybe one day there will be another anniversary of something or
yeah,
another.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, something will happen and then, you know what I mean, they'll just touch the microphone and whatever. I will be there.
Oh, if that is the case. Bro, 100%. Yeah. I think the only anniversary, if I'm being real, the only anniversary is gone. Boy in the Corner.
It's gone now.
It's gone.
So I'm pissed.
Because there's no Dizzy's not on any Wiley album.
No.
And obviously Wiley's on one song of this album, and then you know we got.
And Wiley's probably not gonna do like an anniversary. He's million percent not. Well, he might be do some like type of thing.
He's not, bro. He's not.
But it doesn't he's look not. Like it. So yeah, it looks like those that moment has kind of gone.
And then we got sets and things like that, and like or a Roll Deep thing, and then
or maybe Red Bull might like pump a bunch of money in doing some shit.
I hope so. That would be sick. I'd love to see them on stage together. Thing, but I'm not gonna be like, oh man, I can't wait for them to get in the studio.
No, fuck. It's done like, anyway.
They lived their life, and
I don't want to
enjoy
that.
It. I'm happy that they've honestly made up, yeah, reconciled, whatever the right word is. But it's sick, man. It's a great thing to see. Man. Big people thing, man.
Yeah, man. Wiley's looking very on brand as well now. You know what I mean? Grown white t-shirt, long watch, beard.
Yeah.
That's it. Do you get what I'm saying? And he's just doing his bit.
Listen, everyone's in a better place. Do you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that's what it is as well. Like some, like I said, when you're doing survival mode and this thing, you can't see anything else from what's next, like, apart from tomorrow. And you don't really want to open up and be, yeah, man, I'm going to, you know, forgive people, forget people. Like, you know what I'm saying? That type of things, it's too much work. I'd rather just, I'm trying to survive. But they're past surviving. They're thriving.
100%. You know listen, mean? We got to go because I need to go and get some food. It's getting kind of late. But before we leave here,
because I don't want people to think,
huh?
Can I big up Flo Dan, please?
Wait, I was getting there. We'll do that in a minute. We'll do that in just a second, yeah? Because we're going to fully unpack this, and we was going to do it today, but we'll do it probably another day. But we'll still do a little bit, yeah?
Yeah.
I do want to say this, yeah? You see, you Furies. You see, you Furies, you have got the absolute rub of the green. Both of you. Both of you have got away with absolute murder. Yeah? You see, Tommy, let's start there because you know what? Tommy got a big blight. We didn't even talk about this. You know that? We didn't even talk about it on the pod. I remember leaving here one day thinking, rah, man didn't even talk about Tommy. Tommy, that was a dubious one, that. Yeah? You're fighting a YouTuber. Let's be clear here. All right, we do. I have to rate KSI because he is being dedicated to the sweet science.
He's serious.
And he's doing his thing and whatnot. And I know people was trying to mock his thing. For me, I was like, I wasn't even mad at the tactic. Stay away, out of range. Yeah. Dive in with the right and then hold him. Do you get what I'm saying? Dive in. I wasn't mad at it. It was throwing him off. Was it a robbery? I wouldn't say it was a robbery. But with that being said, Tommy should have had a point taken away. So with that point taken away and KSI definitely winning three rounds, bare minimum it should have been a draw. But let's go back to this now, yeah? Because Fury's talking about, what was the thing he was saying about Francis Ngannou? He was saying it's a heavyweight champion is, you know, what is it? He said it's a tennis player, a championship tennis player against a ping pong, what was it? A ping pong what?
Yeah.
A ping pong something or the other. Yeah, well, let me tell you something.
Oh, you tried to look at my name?
Yes! Let me tell you something. You lost! Yeah? It wasn't a robbery. But hear what I'm saying. This is my man's first fight.
Yeah, that's mad.
It's his first fight.
That's what's mad.
It's his first one. Yeah, we know that he's an MMA guy or whatnot. That stank, yeah? And it makes me sick that there is an infrastructure where it's like, you know what? Had they have given it to Francis Ngannou, it would have been a bit mad.
Crisis
to this whole, to this whole business and this whole establishment. You get what I'm saying? Because obviously, boom, like, Tyson Fury is the guy, yeah, the heavyweight champion of the world. This throws a massive spanner in the
mash up the business.
It messes up the whole business and the whole establishment. But that stank.
Yeah.
Yeah? That
but they
stank.
But they did put out the thing today where it looked like they said Tyson landed way more punches. Not way more, 20 some more punches. So they said, I saw a tweet just before I came here. Said, let's say Ngannou landed 50, he landed 75. So yeah, everyone said, how do you feel about that now you've seen that, the landed punches?
But does that mean...
We don't know exactly as I'm trying to say. Because they could have punched...
Yeah, because let's say, for hypothetically speaking, this didn't happen, but hypotheticals, yeah. Okay. Let's just say, for example, you landed way more punches, but every round I hit you once and I knocked you down.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why you can't look at things by the maths.
But I know that you can't be knocked down that amount of times.
No, but I know what you mean, though. Like, yeah, the thumps I gave you were thumps.
Yeah.
And you hit me more, but...
Yeah. But if I banged you.
Yeah, yeah.
You hit me, but I banged you. Yeah, it stank. But we'll get through to that anyway. But your thoughts?
They got flow then.
Go on then.
Baggy pants.
Come on,
dude. Hey, bro.
Why are you bigging him up though, just in case?
That's my brother. And I'm looking. Oh, because he obviously done the ring walkout. Lil Baby got on a song with him. Everyone's saying Flo Dan got a song with Lil Baby, but Lil Baby's got a song with Flo Dan.
Right!
Because Flo Dan's way better than Lil Baby.
I'm yes!
Not him ever, bro. Yeah, mad. Mad. I'm so proud of him, man.
Yeah, I was very happy for
him. Even away from that, yeah. Not even away from that. Just the fact his career has done that. You know what I mean? He's been here as long as everyone else.
Yeah.
And his career has just carried on. Mm-hmm. He stuck to his thing. He means it. And he ain't gone from his sound.
No.
It's a testament that you don't have to. You can do that. You could do that. That's what it is. All we need is in life is examples. And I'm not happy in my life, in my circle. Like I said, Flo is my brethren in life. That I can see that can happen. It gives me hope. Like, I ain't got to just go and make this type of tune.
Right.
Or I have to stop. I mean, not saying I'm making this type of tune. I have to stop because nothing's going to happen to me once I'm past 35.
No.
When really, just do your thing, brother. And he's always done his thing. I'm not saying this first, obviously, but it's sick to see. And it was sick to see everyone's response to it.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I can't believe I'm seeing this. I'm like, my name is Mid, bro.
That's it. I admit. The stars, like, were watching that.
Trust
me,
bro.
There was people in attendance looking at that.
Amazing.
You get what I'm saying? Now, big up Flo Dan, man.
Yes, man.
And I love, like, integrity is a big thing, man. I love and respect that. And people that just stay in the mix doing their thing, like you, bro.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, that's one thing that I always really respect about you. You just keep your head down and just do your thing.
Thank you.
And there was so much value in that. Earlier you talked about, you know, doing like merch and just doing your thing or whatever. You provided things for people that check for you.
That's it. And that's what I realized. Before it was like trying to be in the middle.
No.
I thought, no, just pick your corner and
do your thing.
Yeah.
And stay in the mix of that.
Yeah. Just provide to your corner, basically. Yeah, yeah. Your community. Don't try and be, it's not everyone thing is just going to end up feeding no one.
Right.
Yeah.
But listen, brother, is there anything you want to get off your chest before we leave? Anything in the world? Anything? Is there anything you've seen that you just want to get off your chest? Now is a good time to do that. Has anyone pissed you off? Anything?
No, why are mirrors so expensive? And why isn't every bin bag heavy duty is my main question.
Go? What?
See, bin bags.
Yeah.
Why do they make thin ones? No one wants them. Who's ever wanted a thin bin bag? By default, they should be heavy duty. That's what I have to say. Can you say?
I was going to say that the heavy duties tends to be for gardening and like outdoor stuff.
I hear you. But when, obviously, bin bags, generally, no one wants a bin bag that rips open. No one in the whole world. So let's not do it. Let's not make them.
Yeah, but you know what with bin bags, though?
It's not like a duvet where you need certain togs. You know what I mean? You need a heavy, like a tog, heavier tog for certain things.
Bin bags have never pissed me off. But they never only piss me off, though. When you put something with a corner in it.
And it tears through it.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, but heavy duty, don't do that.
Don't do
it
that.
It just holds the corner like that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, exactly. What?
Yeah. You hear it come out of the bin like...
Yeah. I hear that still. It's like that. Yeah.
I have a question for you then.
Oh, God.
How often do you empty your bin?
Every single day.
What?
Big bin bag.
Every day, bro. I'm sorry.
Big bin bag. That's
do you recycle? Okay.
I live in a block. I live in the ghetto. They don't do that.
Okay, so what?
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They don't.
No, I'm not being serious. Like, it's mad because my mum
is... Do you know how I know they don't? I'll tell you why I know they don't, yeah. Because I got a phobia of mold, innit?
So okay.
There's certain things that I can't have around me.
Yeah.
So down the road, there's an estate. So what I do is, because they come, where I live...
Use the bins.
So basically, where I live, on a Friday, they come and get the bins and that. So I've got to take the bins out and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But what I do is, because I can't deal with the mold, I take the mold to the estate and I put it in the estate bin.
Yeah.
So I have need to deal with that now.
Yeah, I'd say I can't have that. No, not, well, not mold, but I don't see the bin bagged in. The bin being full, I instantly, every day, every time I even leave the house, I empty it, boom.
Every day? Where do you put the bin then?
Oh, in the big, I live in a block. I live in a big tower block. So
it's in the metal thing.
Yeah. Got my metal bin, but I take it out, boom.
You throw it in a metal bin outside or do you put it in a bag or by the tree?
No, I put it in the bin downstairs, in a big. So I live in a tall block.
I got you.
I take the bins down with me. Like I'm going to, I came here today, car, do the bin, take it out and put it in a bin big.
How big's your bin?
What, in my flat?
In your flat?
Not big, like about the size of the table. Size? Like here, yeah? Not big.
Cool. And
cylinder thing.
Fill it up every day?
Most days actually. Especially now, it's crazy.
He's got a baby and whatever. He's not even by himself.
Yeah, when it was just me.
So bare nappies and that in there. Bare doo-doo and everything.
Every single thing you can think of.
Crazy. Get thrown out every. That's good though. That's good organization.
I'm mad OCD. Everything's organized. If you ask me where my green t-shirt is.
Every day. And throw it out every day.
Every day.
But we tend to use smaller bags.
Oh, I sometimes. But I just use big bags.
Oh yeah. So basically, in my recycle, like the food one, it's a small little bin.
Yeah.
A small little bag. With a small little bin with a small little bag, and then I just dash things in that.
Yeah.
But you know what it is as well. I can't stand the thought of there's something marinating in there.
Yeah.
So like, let's say the bin man comes on Friday, Sunday now I've had a big food now. Boom, 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 boom.
Get it out.
But I'm not gonna eat. So then I throw the rest in the and I pull it in paper, whatnot. Pull it in a thing in a small bin. Close the bin lid now. That's just marinating in the air.
Okay,
let's say now, for example, now, boom. I have a strawberry. Now, I cut off the
it's all thing. Green.
Now, but hear what I'm saying? I cut the strawberry. I do my thing, whatever. Then I open up the bin to throw stuff in there. But that thing that's been marinated in there whiffs me in my face. Love it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I know that there's... I can't deal with all of that.
No.
So that's why sometimes what I do is, so that things ain't marinating up like that, I pull it in a thing and I go down the road with that.
Mm.
Yeah, put that in the bin down there, and then that gets dealt with. However, that gets dealt.
100%. I'm not
littering the estate. I'm putting it in.
You
the
put
bin
it in the bin. Listen, same thing. Do you mind living houses? You live in a house.
Yeah,
you live in a house as well.
Nah, flat.
So you don't have. So you've got wheelie bins.
Nah, I gotta go.
You gotta go and find the thing. But you've got a wheelie bin.
Oh, what like?
For outside. So when you take the bins out, where do you put it?
Basically. Okay, so I got a couple bins still.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so I got one normal bin. Which is a bin liner, whatever, whatnot now.
Outside, then,
outside, I'm saying. So when you
outside my house, there's another bin outside. But that bin there, it's supposed to be for flipping like plastic and all them types of things.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't really.
But you don't get fined and all that. Look at the old people chat. Look at me. Because again, my mum lives one road across.
Yeah.
But and she has to have the bin system, the plastic, the food, and non-recyclables.
Yeah.
I think it's three things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have that. But anyway, can't believe they started that. But yeah, bin liners, fix up, man. Just make them full strong.
Hey, Manga, love for coming through, my bro. I really appreciate it, my brother.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Yeah.
Love.
Love.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.